person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Catherine Petricelli, a writer and a teacher, gives a child's perspective to an ancient and hallowed ritual.
My childhood was filled with funerals. They took place in Bridgeport, Connecticut, or else in my backyard in Massapequa Park, New York. There was Uncle Rocco, whom I'd never set eyes on apart from at his wake, Uncle Ralphie, whom I'd met once, and Aunt Edna, about whom no one could really tell me much. Those were the Bridgeport funerals. Then there were the others. Three squirrels, the cat on its 10th life taken out by the mail truck one Saturday morning, and the bird that froze to the fence that winter. My mom was in charge. She had a shoebox just the right size for each of these tragedies. The small dirt mounds in our backyard spoke to the earnestness with which we went about the corresponding ceremonies. We gave them all names, Sammy the Squirrel and Mr. Bobby Bird, so that at each subsequent mention of this personal identification, I would sob more recklessly than the time before. The truth was, Sammy the Squirrel had touched my life in a way Aunt Edna never could. Sammy was soft. Aunt Edna was cold and wrinkly. Sammy, or his likeness, could be found snuggling next to the blue koala bear on my bed. He appeared on TV in the Magic Garden. These were places Aunt Edna did not frequent. It would be years before I would learn to grieve for Aunt Edna, too, for who she might have been and the relationship we didn't have, for the helplessness or the joy she might have felt before her passing, and the fact that I'd never know which it was. And in grieving for Aunt Edna and Sammy the Squirrel, I would grieve for myself, for my powerlessness in preventing either death, any death.
This program was produced by Guy Lanier and Margie Kern Marshall. For First Person Singular, this is Laurie Korn.